nothing in my palace in Richmond. Drink you. My profile picture to pass, I don't agree. Throw it up for everyone to see, and you can't stop me, cause I'm the queen of the castle. Get down, you dirty rascal. Get down. Get down, you dirty rascal.
That's such a fire song, guys. Ooh.
Wait.
All you wanna do, baby.
Music teacher Henry Mannix. I was young.
It's true.
But even then I knew
the only thing I wanna do is
bored, dark, sexy Mannix taught me all about dynamics. He was 23
and I was 13 going on 30.
Guys, concerning.
Sorry, guys. I'm just checking something out.
Playing time's over. The only thing you wanna do is.
But yeah.
And he won't take no. In all that he touches, all the watching and notches. His favorite quill. My wrist was so tired as he required. Who say? All you want, you don't need to be. The chemistry, like I get you and you get me. You scared so much, he sounds like it.
Oh, I'm so tired. I need to drink more water when I do this type of talk shows. My throat's like completely dry. Okay, I have a plan. Since Annie left, and I already told you guys everything that's going on in my life, and all the hard stuff, and all the bad stuff, and all the dramatic stuff, and my plans for the future and whatnot, and my opinions on stuff, I'm gonna play classical music, and I'm gonna read Am I the Asshole's Reddit post. After this song ends, I'm gonna play a PSA, and then I am gonna
Leery-beer for the look of that beer.
Anyway, I'm gonna play the PSA, I'm gonna put on the classical music, and we're gonna scroll through the Am I the Asshole Reddit like a crazy person.
You say...
Wait, that reminds me, guys. In case you didn't know, 32 Bars, the college club, the college musical theater club is doing Into the Woods. Not this week. Next week. And you all should go. I want to go so bad, but I can't. But like, if you can go, you low-key should. And you should also go to the opera, because I know they're working very hard on it. And even if you don't like opera, like, you should really appreciate the arts. I'm gonna try to close the door because I feel uncomfortable talking about random stuff on the mic while you guys are here, but I'm gonna do that. Okay, I closed the door. I feel less bad. Yeah. It's just that talking and like telling people about my life. Okay, wait, let me close it better because I think someone's coming to get their shoes. It'd be different, but it's never different. Anyway, yeah, I'm not gonna like close it fully with something that can break, because someone yesterday forgot their shoes here, like at the radio station. And they're still here, and they sent a text message being like, hey guys, we're gonna go pick them up tomorrow. So in my head, I'm like, anyone could come in at any time. Guys, lock in. So because someone could come in at any time, I'm just like gonna get ready and prepare to to be ashamed of myself for, well, basically... for basically just like reading Am I the Asshole post on air like a weirdo. But yeah, here goes their group therapy with music PSA, by the way. This is our second PSA of the day. Wait. Okay, let me turn it up.
Disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. 1 out of 3 TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit a health center and be a healthier TERP.
Has anyone older than me ever used the health center services? Like when I was a freshman, I used to go all the time and I feel like I never saw anyone there. But now that I'm older, I went back recently because, as I said, I'm having a very hard time. And that place was packed. And when I mean packed, I mean packed. Like genuinely full of people. Which is weird. Because it used to only be me. It was always open, closed. Like it was just me. No one else. And now it's not. And that's like weird. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's just something I was thinking about, you know. Nothing important. Okay. Where is my reading playlist? Esta es la champeta, romántica champeta, romántica champeta, romántica. I can't find my ID. Should I be worried? Nah. It'd be good. Okay. Here goes. Yeah. Let's go to... This is peak music to read Reddit to. Okay, guys? You already know. I'm so locked. I'm so locked in. Give me 1 second. Okay, okay. Let's find something juicy. I see, am I the A for not going on family vacations unless I can share a bed with my fiance? That's not juicy. That's just like, your family's antiquated, you know? Ooh, wait. Am I the A, Pied, what does that mean, Pied? Like you peed yourself? Okay. Peed standing up in traffic jam. What? Throw away. I am 26 female. Boyfriend is 25 male. We got stuck in an insane traffic jam. I feel like this music's too loud. We got stuck in an insane traffic jam. Okay. Boyfriend was driving. We were at a standstill, found out later, and they... Oh my god, I hate when people can't ride right. We were at a standstill. Found out later on, they had closed the highway. I had to pee really bad. Like bad, bad, bad. Like bad, bad, bad. Okay. I saw that a couple guys had run to the side of the road to pee, and I decided to do the same. It was super open, with a few bushes by the side of the road. Really not much cover. I have a stand to pee device in my car, but when I grabbed it, my boyfriend got all weird. He said people will see me pee standing up and think I was trans. I said no one will think that. Plenty of women have pee funnels. And that also, I didn't care. I have no beef with trans people. Okay? He said I should squat, just to put his mind at ease. I said I didn't want to get my butt and... Oh my god, I can't say that word. And you know what? Out of on the highway, in front of everyone, or get pee on my shoes. And I just wanted to be quick and clean. He said he didn't want people to look at the girl he was dating and think she was trans. Ooh. Ooh. And that I should squat like girls do. So hear me out. I will... So like you want everyone to see her private area because you don't want everyone to think that you're dating a trans girl. And by everyone, I mean people that you don't even know in the highway, that don't know her either, that also like won't look at you because you're inside the car, so they don't know she's with, like, okay. I am dying at by this point. I finally couldn't hold it anymore, and I really didn't want to show the world my butt. So I ran to the side of the road, and I slipped the device into my jeans and just peed standing up with my back to the traffic. No one could see anything. It just slides through the zipper. But I guess maybe if someone was looking, they would be confused. When I got back to the car, my boyfriend wouldn't talk to me. He says I disrespected his feelings. But it was 100% an emergency. Am I the A? To all the comments... Oh, update. To all the commenters asking, yes, he is an ex-boyfriend now. And yes, there were other red flags. Ditched the man, kept the pee funnel. Gonna laugh at him every time I pee standing up. Haha. Okay, oh my god. Oh my god. Not the age your boyfriend will have preferred for everyone to see your ass and but not where I'm saying. Then have a random stranger think his girlfriend is trans. He would rather you spokes yourself for his personal gain. Get a better boyfriend. Oh my god. Not the age your boyfriend is clearly transphobic. That is 100% on him. And who cares if people think you're trans? He said he didn't want people to look at the girl he was dating and think she was trans. And you don't want people to think you're dating someone bigoted and hateful. Ooh, these comments. I mean, I agree. I feel like overall, why would you want your girlfriend to expose herself like that? If she really needs to go, she needs to go. And also, like, why would you want your girlfriend to show her butt to people just because you don't want her to be standing up? Like, that's not only is he being transphobic, but also, like, so disrespectful to her and her body and her choices, you know? Yeah, that's just me. Okay, next. Would I be DA if I refused to switch dorms with a girl who was autistic? I wanna know. Okay. So basically, I got in an almost Montessori boarding school where the students get to choose their own dorms and roommates. I have what most people will agree to be the best dorm. This is because the way our dorms are set up, every dorm that is made for two people has a bathroom in it and is bigger than the singles. And single dorms don't have bathrooms and have to share a communal bathroom with three other single dorms. Apparently, around 3 years before I got to my dorm, multiple people complained that my dorm was too small for two people, so the school just made it a single. It was too small because it's next to the laundry room. I chose this room because I have a family friend who told me about it, and because of the way the boarding is set up, I'm going to the same room, use a floor up, every year. So, where the problem starts is that a girl transferred to our school this year. And she is autistic. The school has rooms for people who have disabilities. However, I've never been in one of them. Before spring break, she knocked on my door and asked if we could talk. She basically asked if we could switch dorms, but not really because I don't qualify for a disability dorm, because my dorm would be better adjusted for her. So like why? Because it's close to a laundry room, has a window that faces the quad, etc. Okay, before we go. I feel bad because she said that she lives out of state and has to spend all weekends on smaller breaks on campus where I live pretty close by and frequently go to my own house. Basically, whenever I want, and because she's also new and doesn't have many friends on campus, she's also probably gonna spend a lot of time in the dorm. I talk to my school before break, and they say I don't have to do it, but if I wanted to, I could be switched to an open single on campus. The answer is no. Like, I'm sorry. Like, why? Okay, wait. I mean, for me, the answer is no. Because you don't know anything to this girl. And she's just asking you to switch with her out of nowhere for no reason. To a dorm that you have been living in for a while now. And it is not your responsibility. It's not your responsibility to make her comfortable if you don't want to. She already has her own dorm, which is a disability dorm. If she wanted to, she could ask for a disability dorm, which is closer to the laundry room. And her dorm also probably already has a private bathroom, which you can't get. So why? I don't know, I'm confused. I have mixed feelings. So let's see the comments. Not the asshole, because it sounds like she's trying to guilt trip and manipulate you. I agree. Using her autism as an excuse to get an especially nice room. I also agree on that. It's the school's job to accommodate her. If there's some issue with her room, they need to fix it. It sounds like there's nothing wrong with her room. She just likes yours better. I agree, because like her issues that she needs to be closer to the laundry room, why? I had a disability dorm before because I have mobility issues and I have a tendency to pass out of nowhere. But that didn't give me the right to ask anyone to switch dorms with me just because I have mobility issues and anything else. That just means I have to talk to a school and they have to figure it out, you know? Anyway. Ooh, there's a comment. There's a lot of discourse in the comments. Yeah, there's a lot of discourse in the comments. Someone said, you're not the asshole, she's free to ask, you're free to refuse. That's what I was saying. You don't have to accommodate this person just because they ask. You get to choose. If she has bad blood with you because of that, that's not on you. That's on her for having expectations of you, which she shouldn't have. You don't owe her an obligation of care. If she has issues, she can bring them up to the administration, what I just said, and the administration can handle them. Not the asshole late diagnosis club member here, same bestie, got diagnosed freshman year, yay. And being close to laundry is not a neurodiverse trait. Agree, me neither. Actually, rhythmic squeaking noise from the laundry is more likely to be a trigger than anything else. Oh my god, yes. I hate rhythmic squeaking noises. I hate it when things just like make too much noise or they're too loud. I would actually just die. Okay, someone else said you acknowledge neurodiverse means diverse brain work, which, yes, but that also doesn't give someone, like, I am not entitled enough to expect someone to change their entire viewpoint for me. You know what I mean? Or, like, I'm not entitled enough to ask someone to change their entire life to fit mine. Because I am self-aware to know that I have to adapt and they also have to adapt to me, not just them adapting to me and getting something bad in return and me getting something better because they wanted to adapt to me to not hurt my feelings. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's just the discourse going on in the comments right now. What else? Am I the asshole for refusing to follow my landlord's rules about my boyfriend visiting? No, not care. No, not that I don't care. More like, that one's not juicy. That one's like something you see every day. What else? Am I the asshole for asking a woman at work to stop being so weird about taking a caramel? What do you mean? Should we read this one? Okay. Verdict is not the ass. I like to have snacks in my office and I enjoy having something for people to take when they come in for a visit. I have a container of chocolate caramel tins open for anyone to take. The problem is that when many of the other women in my office take one, they do this whole song and dance. Oh, I shouldn't. Oh, it's so bad. Oh, but I just love chocolate. Oh, it's so naughty. Stop like this. Just annoys the crap. Ooh, bad word. Out of me. Take a candy or don't. But don't force me to participate in whatever weird self-deprecating? Yeah. Deprecating thing you're doing. Especially calling it naughty. Like you're scolding a child. I always just smile blankly and they will look at me like I'm supposed to give them permission. I finally had it yesterday when one of the women stood in my doorway and pointed and was like, "Oh, I love those caramels. They're so good, but oh, I shouldn't. You're so bad for having these. I said, can you stop doing that? It's making me uncomfortable. She pretended to not know what I was talking about. I said, are you okay? You come in here and you act like you need my permission to eat a piece of candy. You keep calling it naughty, like you're a little kid. It's super weird behavior and makes me feel uncomfortable, so please stop. She gave me a weird look and said she was just being silly. And never mind, she left. I found out later on that she said I ripped her head off and weren't one of the other women who's always doing all that "ooh, I'm so bad" crap to avoid getting candy from me unless she wants to be scolded. I'm not going to stop having candy out because there are some people who can do it without the whole song and dance. But am I really the asshole for just asking her to stop doing that "ooh, I'm so bad, ooh" stuff? I'm not saying the bad word. Edit. Okay, I'm clearly the asshole. I will take the caramels home with me today so I don't have to put up with this gross self-deprecating humor thing anymore. I thought I was doing a nice thing, but I can't deal with the drama for the people with body image issues. I don't think it's fair they bring that into my office, so I'll just take them home. I mean, I feel like the edit is more of an a-hole move than what they said originally. Because you're allowed to feel uncomfortable when someone's being weird. Let's see what the people say. NTA, I suggest adding this candy is freely offered and morally neutral. Eating it does not make you a good or bad person. That's cute. Diet culture internalized fat phobia and fear of food. They're basically saying out loud that they feel guilty for eating because that's what they have learned to do. They want to think, but they have to let other people know that they know they are being a bad person, I guess, a way to suit the guilt. Are they older ladies? I mean, I don't know. I usually don't get upset when people do that, but I can see how it is annoying. Because it's like, ooh, I'm so bad, ooh, ooh. And that can get old very quickly, especially if they're doing it often. I don't know. I feel like the response is not an a-hole move, but the woman talking about you is definitely an a-hole move, and you should probably tell your HR person because that's not normal or nice. Let's see what's next. Am I the ass a-hole for buying my stepdaughter a traditional Navajo dress for graduation? Ooh, this one's interesting because I'm native, so I wanna know. My stepdaughter, 17, I will call her Elle, is graduating high school with honors. She's half Navajo from her mom and half Guatemalan from my husband. Okay, so this is a stepmom, got it. She had her heart set on wearing a traditional Navajo dress for graduation. That's actually so sweet. I would love to wear a manta to my graduation. Originally, she had arranged to borrow one from her aunt on her mom's side. One night at dinner, I asked if she had picked up the dress yet, and she looked really deflated and said she couldn't anymore because of family drama. I asked if we could just buy her one instead. She told me they're expensive, around $500 to $600. I had already planned to get her a Tiffany's necklace for graduation, so I told her we could skip that and use the money for the dress instead. She said she would much rather have the dress. The next day, she found one she loved online. It was about 3-hour drive away, so I suggested we make a day of it so she could try it on and look at other options too. She was really excited. I told her to pick a day where she got out of school early, I wasn't working, and her mom could come too. I made it clear I wanted her in both. Fast forward to the day of the trip, I asked if her mom was coming and Elle said no. I still had my husband go pick her up. When he got there, her mom was upset and said buying the dress is something she should be doing and I had no right to take that moment. My husband told her that if she wanted to buy the dress, she could. That turned into a screaming match between them. Elle called me crying. I calmed her down and told her we'd figure it out later. She ended up upset with both of them for arguing in front of her. I would be too. As a child of divorce, I'd be upset. The next day, I had Elle call her mom so I could talk to her directly. I put it on speaker so Elle could hear everything. I explained I absolutely wanted her involved, and the only reason I offered to pay was because I knew the cost might be difficult for her right now. She got defensive at first, but when I said she could buy it instead if she wanted, she kind of backtracked. But when she came to an agreement we could all go together, she could buy the moccasins and jewelry, and I will buy the dress. We went, everything stayed calm, and Elle got her dress. Her mom still thinks I overstepped and inserted myself into something that should have been her moment. But honestly, I just wanted Elle to have what she wanted for graduation and feel special, so am I the A. You see, I hate, as a child of divorce and a Native American person, I hated when parents make everything about themselves. Because not everything is about you. You see, like, not everything happens because of you. Not everything happens because you did something. Not everything happens because I did something or your partner, ex-partner's ex-spouse did something. Like, this is not about you. This is about her getting her dress. And they invited you to go. You're just too proud to accept the gift. That's not even for you, it's for your daughter. Your daughter wanted this. And she's getting it. You just don't want her to get it because it's not from you. That's... Let's see the comments. Not the A, I get mom wanted to have her moment, but she was dropping the ball. That was probably part of her reaction. She was dropping the ball and you were just centering her daughter. Making sure she has what she wanted. I agree. It's not even the drop in the ball. It's that the mom knew she couldn't get her that. But instead of letting her have it and buying her a second one, or even one for her wedding, or one for her dance, or one for the powwow, she just didn't want her to get one at all. Or like... Well, she never said no to her getting one, but she was upset about her getting one. And I'm sure she would have been super passive-aggressive if she had actually gotten the dress without the stepmom and the mom having this conversation. So I just think it's very sad and rude behavior. Not the A, as a step-parent, you're forever them if you don't. In fact, that's right. You can't mind read and you're accommodated as soon as the bioman expresses her preference. No one can ask more of you than that. If everyone is blended, families put what was best for the child ahead of their own ego, this situation will be a lot easier. You are correct. It is a shame that Elle's moment has been overshadowed not once but twice by drama on her mom's side. I know that's hard to stand by and watch as a loving step-parent. I would gray rock anything else from the mom on the topic so it doesn't escalate further. It's a tricky situation. Of course. Because we all want the best. As parents, which I am not, but I have two parents, and I have a stepmom and used to have a stepdad, currently have a mom's partner person. It's always tricky. But I feel like at the end of the day, she shouldn't have made it that big of a deal. Especially not the day of. She should have called in advance or said something at least. Because having a fight in front of your child is one of the worst things you can do. Okay. So, other options. Am I the A for telling my dad to drop it and stop bringing up the situation because me and my neighbor cleared the air and the kicking him out of my place when he refused? What? No.
not reading that one. Am I DA for lying to my family about how much money I have? No, not that one. Am I DA for asking my friend to not wear makeup to my wedding? Yes, that one. Okay. I, 24 female, recently asked my close friend, Devin, 23 female, to be a bridesmaid for my wedding. We've been friends since high school, and I was very excited to have her be by my side. I'm sorry, guys. I can't read. I put together baskets for my bridesmaids. That I included a printed list of the dress code for the wedding. This list includes that I wanted them to wear a green dress in any style or shade, silver heels, and light natural makeup. I plan on having a makeup artist there day of to do the girls' makeup. There? The day of. Girl, you need to learn how to write. Okay. For context, Devin typically dresses in a very traditional god style. Oh, sorry, I got a text. In a pretty traditional god style. Same bestie, me too. With the white base, heavy black eyeliner, etc. I love her style and I think she looks absolutely beautiful in it. However, that's not the look I'm going for at my wedding. She texted me a few hours after I gave her the basket saying, so I'm not allowed to wear my makeup to the wedding, and I explained to her that if she wanted to be a bridesmaid, she would have to adhere to my dress code, but she was welcome to just come as a guest and dress in her normal style. She responded basically saying, if you don't want me to be myself, then I don't need to be there at all. That's so self-centered, oh my god. I told her I wasn't trying to change who she is, I just want her to match the rest of the bridesmaids for one day. She got very upset and said I was trying to aestheticize all my friends and that I care more about a photo than my friend's comfort. No. I mean, you can do natural makeup with a full face coverage. I do god makeup. And a lot of the time, the white base and the heavy makeup looks help your self-confidence. But you can still do that and make it more natural looking. There's a better way, guys. Anyway, my friends and family are all very mixed on this situation. Some saying I was being controlling and purposely excluding Devin. I don't see how. While others agree that it is my wedding and she's been very dramatic. Devin hasn't spoken to me since our text conversation, and I've heard from mutual friends that she's saying she's not welcome to my wedding, which is not true. I hate friends like this, guys. I feel like I was being very reasonable and even offered a compromise, but I also don't want to lose a friend over something this small. I just wanted to clarify that she can still go to a wedding in her normal state just as a guest, not a bridesmaid. People in the comments seem to think I wasn't allowing her to at all. I definitely remember her saying that she's allowed on the wedding, so yeah, people just don't read. Also clarifying that she does wear lighter makeup a couple times a month to different events. I reference these looks as being okay, but she would prefer to do a trad god look with the base and everything for the wedding due to there being people she doesn't know there. Ugh. Okay. Wanted to clarify my relationship with Devin. We met in high school because my fiance boyfriend at the time and her now husband, also boyfriend at the time, are best friends. She's not my best friend. We've just spent a lot of time together through double dating, etc. Also, I was a bridesmaid in her wedding and adhere to her dress code. Well, if you adhere to her dress code, she should adhere to you. A specific deep red dress for bridesmaids, a much more dramatic style of makeup than I typically do on myself. As a god alt girl, you're absolutely not DA. That's what I'm saying. I'm also a god alt girl.
And I wear God makeup and I wear black clothes every single day and I don't be doing all that. There's a time and a place for full white-based dramatic makeup, and a bridesmaid in a wedding party is not it. Exactly. I wouldn't even wear that kind of makeup as a guest. It will attract too much attention from the bride and groom. It's the same reason why you don't wear white to a wedding or any clothes that are overly dramatic. It's not about me, it is about them. She's been extremely immature. It is not controlling at all to dictate the makeup your wedding party has. It is extremely normal and common to have a makeup artist come to do the whole party's look. People saying you're DA in comments are being ridiculous. Exactly. Oh, and your second edit makes this even more ridiculous. She had a style you had to adhere to at her wedding, but she won't do the same for you. Insufferable. That's what I'm saying. Surprised at these comments. No, you're not the A for asking a friend to go without heavy God makeup for one day. You're not asking her to dye her hair or dress as a clown. You should tone down her very traditional eye-catching look very temporarily. I don't know what the F all these people are saying, not the A. You're fucking... it is makeup. I'm trying to argue that a God person wouldn't be comfortable in green and that the dress is a compromise enough is dumb. I can't say that word. You can be God and have a lighter makeup look. You can be God and have colors incorporated into your outfits, like dark greens, hot pinks, burgundy, like I do, because I'm always wearing baby pink and green and blue and black, like those are the colors I wear. Anyway, you can be God and put your makeup aside for one day to support your friend. Exactly. I don't think people realize that this day isn't about them, and wearing over-the-top makeup or bright hair will absolutely outshine the bride in wedding pictures. OP, you're not the A, but the way your friend is twisting your words and telling people a different story makes me believe you should distance yourself from them. I agree. Yeah, I agree. I don't see why she would be the A in this situation. I think her friend is a bad friend. They're not even actually friends. So, yeah, there's a lot going on in that. Okay, I think this is the last one we read. And then I'm gonna clock out because I'm tired and kind of dead inside. Ooh, this is interesting. Am I the A for calling the police on an elderly woman who blocked a parking spot and made me miss my doctor's appointment? Okay, this one's gonna be so funny. I had a doctor's appointment over an hour away, and I've been waiting more than a month for it. I arrive about 5 minutes before the appointment. Parking there is always crowded, but I can usually find something. This time, every spot was taken. Then, right in front of a doctor's office, the car ahead of me pulled out of a space. I immediately turned on my blinker and started parallel parking into it. I was already halfway in when an older woman suddenly stepped into the space and said I couldn't park there because she was saving it for someone else. I told her I was there first, was already pulling it, and had a doctor's appointment in a minute. She refused to move. I told her what she was doing was illegal, which is she said she didn't care and wouldn't move. I got angry and said that if she kept blocking it, then nobody will use the spot. We stayed in there for about 10 minutes. There were no other spaces nearby, and this was my only chance of making this appointment. She started taking pictures of my license plate and saying things like, "We'll see who wins, and you'll find out who you're dealing with." Ma'am. I started recording and called emergency services. The operator told me what she was doing was illegal and sent police. A few minutes later, when she got distracted looking for the car she was saving the space for, I quickly finished parking. She walked away still treading me. I called the doctor's office to explain I might be late because of the incident, but they said they couldn't hold the appointment. I was the last patient of the day, so the doctor left. I missed an appointment I'd waited for over a month. Good Lord. When police arrived, I showed them the videos and explained everything. They confirmed she was in the wrong. We found her at a nearby restaurant and her daughter came out and started insulting me for harassing an old woman. But when police confronted the older woman, she suddenly acted innocent. The police asked whether I wanted to pursue the matter further since I had suffered a financial loss by missing the appointment. After hearing that money is the problem, she offered to pay me for my loss. I said I didn't want money. I just wanted her to admit she was wrong and promise not to do this to anyone again. She agreed and I let it go. Then I feel conflicted. She was elderly and I did call the police over a parking spot. But she blocked me, threatened me, and caused me to miss an important medical appointment. My DA, no, I will have pursued further action. I mean, I am not this nice, ever, like at all. And I've never been, so. Yeah, not even for elderly people. Elderly people should be the ones who are the most in line with everything because they've lived the most. They know the most. She knew that was illegal. She still did it. For no reason. Elderly people know stuff. You're supposed to get smarter as you get older. I don't see why elderly people get away with stuff just because they're elderly. That's dumb. Anyway, edit. Clarifying one detail because I worded it poorly in the original post. The police did not order her to pay me compensation. They only said I had suffered a real loss by missing my doctor's appointment and asked whether I wanted to make any claims. After that, she was the one who offered me money and asked how much I wanted. Okay. Edit 2. Just to clarify, I'm not a native English speaker, so I may have explained this part badly. The police did not say she had to pay me money. You already edited that. Okay. Not DA for calling the police. However, arriving only 5 minutes early for an important appointment is just poor planning. I mean, have you ever driven anywhere? If it's an hour away, that hour can turn into 2 or 3 or 4. That happens to me every single day. I live an hour away from the university, and sometimes I get here an hour and a half late or an hour and 40 minutes late. That is entirely not up to you. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, not the asshole. Yeah, okay. I think that's what we're closing with today because I'm so tired. I'm sorry, guys. I am kind of burned out right now because my recital's coming up and life has been kind of crazy on me lately. And I know that's not really an excuse, but that's just how it's been feeling. So thank you so much for listening. This is Nati Goretti at Cafe Compan, and I'm gonna be logging out.
t-shirt as we run away. So now we have a running start. My body moves in mystic ways. I cross my arms to shield my heart. And as everything turns into waves, I see the light upon the lake. The silver moon, the water snake. A pair of eyes, a gentle breeze. Forgotten tales, a wild beast. I know the time. Come to ask you for a kiss. Don't go, my lovely pantomime. Receive of me my only wish. If I align myself
It is almost 6 o'clock, 5:59, but I'm here a minute early. This is Mare, and you are listening to WMU.